The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them. And none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In both the first reading and the gospel, we have a phrase that goes, so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. So we find it in both readings. An interesting line and something we need to attend to because, as I've said again and again, the Bible is our story. It's our story from the beginning to the end, beginning with Adam and Eve and their fall and their failure, to the end, and really the gospel today makes a nice summary of what God has done, continues to do, so that, yes, it's all being fulfilled in the scripture. And as Christians, we are called to know the scriptures so that we can know our story, so that we're not going to stumble around. Now, we do. Now, I made a big mistake this past week of watching these debates on YouTube. Between Christians, you know, one saying this, one saying, and I thought, good Lord in heaven, we can think anything is true if we stray from the truth, and there's only one truth of the scripture. Now, that doesn't mean that we understand perfectly the scriptures, but they do give us the truth, and Jesus talks about that. We are consecrated to the truth. And again, what I found again and again, those who were arguing against Christian teachings were basically saying, well, we're modern today. We don't believe that stuff anymore. You know, our culture tells us this, that, and the other thing. I said, oh, really? Really? Look at the world. Look at the world. Look at the wars. Look at the violence. Look at the poverty. That's our modern age? So if we want to know the truth and live it, and we do, I have no doubt of that, then we have to be faithful to the truth and to tell the story as God has told it in the scripture. And as the church continues to help us understand that story, and as we know, it's not a cakewalk. For those of you who are younger, look that up, cakewalk, you know. You know, it's not an easy thing because Jesus is saying, you got to give everything to the kingdom of God. So Christians, again, I've said this again and again, when we go out those doors, if we blend in to what's going on in the world, and what has Jesus said? We're not of this world. We're not. We're not. Now, it doesn't mean we don't respect the world or we don't take it seriously, but we are citizens of heaven. That's scripture. I'm not making that up. We are citizens of heaven. So how does a citizen of heaven live the truth? And that's what we got to keep in mind, because again, there's so many people looking for truth, and lots of people are offering truth with a small t, But Jesus is the truth. He is the way to the Lord. He's the fullness of life. He's the fullness of redemption, of freedom, of joy. So if we keep our focus on what we have been given in terms of the truth, doesn't mean we're going to have an easy time of it. In fact, the more we conform ourselves to the gospel truth, it's going to be difficult, because we're going to be saying, no one else will have to say it to us, but we're saying, you know, if I really believe that Jesus has given me salvation, he wants me to be with him, I didn't earn it, how can I keep anything away from God? How can I keep this and say it's mine, I earned it? How can I do that? So that's what Scripture does. It really confronts us and says, what do you really believe? Now, Jesus says, too, we have been consecrated in the truth. We have been consecrated in the truth. Now, the word consecrate, we know that when the bread and wine become the body and blood of God, we say they have been consecrated. That is, they've been changed. They've been made holy, not just holy stuff, but the real body and blood of Christ. We also use the word consecrate when I say, I consecrate myself to God. And what we're saying basically is, I'm giving myself to God. But the word consecrate, and Jesus uses it in that sense, is to make holy. So bread and wine are made holy, and they're no longer bread and wine, but the body and blood of Christ. There's a real thing going on. Something's changing. So when Jesus says we are consecrated in the truth, and that's really, I would say, through baptism where that happens, begins. We are made holy with the truth, which means we've got to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's where we as Christians, again, have to remember it's all about God and God's desire that each of us come to him, but also that we tell other people the truth so that they can make a decision one way or the other. We're free to reject the truth. God doesn't coerce us. He doesn't demand that we do everything he wants us to do. Yes, we have commandments. If you remember last week, the commandment he gave to the disciples was, love one another as I love you. Not as you love yourself, but as I love you. And he's commanding that. So if we want to be disciples of the Lord, then we have to know the truth, honor the truth, live the truth, because that's how we're made holy, by living that truth. And again, truth is not a statement. It's God. The truth is God. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's this supreme being who made each of us as a unique child, called to be with him for all eternity. And he's constantly calling us to tell other people that message. And again, if we look at the world today, I would say we're not doing a very good job of that, are we? We're not. When you have so-called Christian countries fighting one another, killing one another, or when we have people starving to death, so forth and so on, we have to ask the question, where is the body of Christ in all of this? Because there again, that's what we heard last week. We're part of the body of Christ. We are Christ in the world today, called to take the power of God into the world and profess the truth. And of course, next week we're celebrating the end of the Easter season with the great feast of Pentecost. Some people call that the birthday of the church. Why? Because with the coming down of the Holy Spirit, suddenly all those gathered have this ability to do great things, which again, Jesus predicted at ascension. He said, you'll be able to do this, you'll be able to do that. There's nothing you can't do. But we have the Holy Spirit as the guarantee that what Jesus said is true. And all that's part of the story of Scripture, all that's part of the truth, all that is part of how we're supposed to be living our lives. So again and again, we should go away from Mass thinking, am I living the truth? Or am I compromising the truth? Am I making it easy for me and therefore for other people? Now, we should be making it easier for other people by taking the brunt of whatever it might be in order to let that other person kind of soak in the Word of God. But all of us, every single one who has been baptized has been called to go forth and proclaim the good news of salvation. Again, that is the Great Commission. That's what we hear on the Feast of the Ascension. And that's every single one of us, not just the disciples who gathered to see Jesus ascend to the Father. But that's our story. Again, the more we know our story and the scriptures and the teachings of the church, which are all about truth, not that human beings invented it, but God gave it to us, the more we should be secure. We've been consecrated in the truth. I don't have to worry about finding the truth. It is given to me. So hopefully that's a security, that I don't have to invent anything. I may not be really good in doing this or that, but I have the truth. I'm called to live the truth and then share that truth with other people. So we hear this in the gospel in a beautiful way today, that we're not part of the world. In fact, we can think of it this way. We're a gift to the world, just as everyone is. People don't know it, but they are. We're a gift to the world to take the truth that has been given to us and to live it each and every day, and to let other people know that, especially those who have never heard the truth given out to them, those who live in fear, live in darkness, you know, are always anxious. And you probably know people like that. I'd say more and more. COVID did a number on us. Well, COVID was just, you know, one of those things that had nothing to do with destroying the truth or weakening it, but somehow we got caught up in it. And we kind of lost our way in some ways, our energy, our focus. But God is still God. He's still among us. What we're doing right now is giving praise and worship to the Lord. But even more, God is continuing to consecrate us, that is, make us holy, so that when we go out those doors, we can do what disciples do. Disciples are followers of the Lord who preach the gospel, who bring the good news of salvation to others. So we're all in the same boat. And hopefully more and more as we soak in that word, kind of marinate in the truth, we're going to be able to go out into the world and provide nutrition, nourishment to other people, because that is why the church was created. That's why we are called into the body of Christ to do that. Nothing else. Although we do other things, but everything should be pointing to the truth, who is Jesus Christ, the truth that we've been given and that we're called to take out into the world. So we're going to do it differently because we're all unique. We have different gifts, different charisms from the Holy Spirit. We need to find out what they are specifically and practice them and then do what Jesus says. And he says, there's nothing you can't do with the power of God in order to proclaim the gospel message. So I hear it in confession a lot, and I think of it myself. A lot of people, and we got to get over it. We say, I'm not worthy. Well, we're not worthy of God's love, but God makes us worthy. He consecrates us in the truth. He's making us worthy of his love. So if you ever are tempted to say, who am I? I am a consecrated person in the name of Jesus Christ. So it's all about what God has done for me and what he wants to do for everyone. So as you go forth today, think about that, that when you go into the world, you go into the world as a consecrated person to the truth, know the truth, live the truth, and proclaim it. People are starving for the truth, for authoritative teaching, which again, in a word, is Jesus. Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We have him, and therefore we're called to proclaim him, to teach others. That's the big story. We're playing our little part in that big story, but boy, is it an important one, especially today. So we are worthy to preach the gospel because of God. The question is, will we preach it? And then how will we preach it? How will we live it? How will we take it out into the world?